Hi, I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan, and we're from the Sweet and Salty Roundabout, also known as
The Junkies. So please tune in. If you're listening to Ingridopedia with Ben and Emily, you'll probably like our show.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about lollies, chips, chocolate.
Yeah. They probably talk about better food than we do. They've a better got some, class of food.
They've got some great episodes here. I've just been having a bit of a listen. Very good. In fact, I'm going to steal some of the ideas. Anyway, whatever.
If you need a sugary break, switch over to The Junkies.
The Junkies, where you find all your podcasts.
Emily, are you or have you ever been an Iron Man or woman?
In my breakfast cereal choices, absolutely. I went through a huge Nutri-Grain phase.
Okay, let's talk about
it. Smashed it.
Hi, you're listening to Ingridopedia, Australia's most athletic food podcast. I'm Ben Birchall and I'm joined by my co-host Emily Naismith. Hello, Em.
Hi, Ben. Today we're talking about Nutri-Grain, Iron Man food. Like, I'm basically an Iron Woman. Let's face it.
You've eaten enough to take on Ali Day, six-time Coolangatta Gold champion.
Yeah, who is the guy? Kenny.
Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny. I'm Grant Kenny.
You're basically Grant Kenny. Grant Kenny. Yeah. Okay. I better not fight you then, but let's talk about Nutri-Grain.
So, Ben, what's the best part about going on holidays as a kid?
I think I know where you're going. It's getting the little boxes of cereal.
Cereal boxes, yeah, oh my absolutely. God.
My kids still love it, even though they're not in boxes anymore and they're in sachets.
How depressing is it how they're in sachets?
Yeah, it's not the same.
No way. Like, you actually have to have the mini box to have, like, the mini experience. Yeah. It's like you're having a little tiny, tiny box.
And did you ever notice that you could split the box open along the middle and use it as a bowl?
I remember the day that a kid called Marlon at my primary school showed me how to do that and it blew my mind.
So I feel like society's gone backwards since then.
Yeah, that was like pure engineering brilliance. Mm. Like, I'm sorry, a chip packet to put your cereal in? No, it's not in the bin. So we didn't have these little fun-sized cereal packs all the time, only on holidays.
No, they're holiday things. Mm. My kids still get them on holidays.
But you had to get in quick so your siblings didn't get the good flavours. So, yeah, just to be clear, I'm talking about the kind of variety packs of fun-sized cereal boxes that contain like Nutri-Grain, Cocoa Pops, Corn Flakes, TBC, some other ones. There's a few different mixes. So yeah, I think there's like a kids mix and I think there's like a general mix.
Yeah, I can tell you that there's one with Fruit Loops, Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, and two Rice Bubbles. So there was only three varieties in that. So I'm like, that's not that interesting. So I am going to focus on the one that has...
Oh, it's got like Sustain, Sultana Brand, Nutri-Grain, Corn Flakes.
Jeez, you love it. Yes,
the eight variety pack.
It's got Special K, Just Right, Nutri-Grain, Cocoa Pops, Corn Flakes, Sustain, and Sultana Brand. Okay, as a kid, I do not remember Special K being
this variety was not. This was not available when we were kids.
Were a kid. I feel like something similar to this was available
similar,
when I
but
was a kid.
No, because this was definitely not around. They would not have tried to feed.
Honestly, I think it was just a Special K that wasn't in here when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, I think.
Sustain? You had Sustain when you were a kid? I don't think Sustain was around when I was a kid. Hey, by the way, I'm looking at that box that you're holding in front of you. On the side, it says your family favorites for holidays. It actually it leads you down that track.
Yeah. Say you're on holidays as a kid and this just gets whipped out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
What are you choosing?
As a kid, I'm going to go straight for the Cocoa Pops.
Mm. You see, I went straight for the Sultana brand. I don't know if it was because I genuinely preferred it or if because I was like doing some kind of big sister self-sacrifice thing. But anyway, why am I talking about this? There's Nutri-Grain in there.
Okay, cool.
But also I want to take you through my ranking as an adult of these cereals.
All right.
From worst to best as an adult, Special K, worst. Diet culture coded, no place for this in a fun size pack.
Although Darcy Vesio is the face of Special K and they are the best. So
that's true.
Rethink it, I would say, but go on.
I'm going based off, okay. And then Sixth place, cornflakes. Boring, one-dimensional.
Yep.
Fifth place, just right. I appreciate the sultanas and pieces of apricot in there.
Oh, it's a stain. Is
but saying not too heavy, not too light is diet adjacent. Yep. And I don't like my food telling me anything like that.
Yeah.
Number four, somewhat controversially, Nutri-Grain.
You're putting sustain ahead of any of these. Sustain is the worst.
Yeah, okay.
Nutri-Grain. Go on. Too sweet. Like, yeah. And as I said at the start, I absolutely smashed this as a kid. And I had the cereal, I had the bars with the chocolate, and my teeth hurt thinking about it. Sure, I've been through diabetes, but I reckon that's a culprit. Number three, Sultana Brown. How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
No, I still love Sultana Brown. It takes me back to my childhood, but actually upon tasting as an adult, a bit too bran heavy.
Yeah.
And I honestly can't believe that I chose that as a kid.
It gets soggy very quickly.
Yeah, you've got to eat that quick. Number two, sustain.
Oh my God, how did it get to two?
Well, I've never actually purchased Sustain as a standalone product.
Nobody has.
No.
Sustain only exists to clog up your cupboard, yes, after the kids don't want to eat it. We've got like 10 sachets, really, of Sustain in our cupboard.
Well, I like it. I like the athlete codedness of it because I'm an athlete. But also I think that it's like the mix. It's like the good variety of like flakes, oats, nuts, sultanas and apple. And like the almonds take it up a level for me.
Yep.
Okay. And then obviously number one is Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Like there's a reason why there's two packs of Cocoa Pops.
Well, it's the best.
In here and one of all the others. And like the milk that's left over after you have a bowl of Cocoa Pops. It's that is just.
Mother's milk.
Incredible. They should bottle it. I mean, they probably already have because Oak is a massive slut for partnerships. So, but yeah, that's my Nutri-Grain fact, Ben. I hope you're more on topic.
I am on topic, Emily. Just to recap, this is the Nutri-Grain episode. It's a snack episode where we just talk about one product, usually a snack product.
I was bored by everything Nutri-Grain I found.
Well, I want to talk about Nutri-Grain. You brought into evidence its sugar content.
Mm.
It is not a healthy food.
Well, I mean, it has like 4 stars on there somewhere.
Sure. It has 6 teaspoons per 100 grams.
Ben, when this isn't
of sugar.
We don't do this on Ingredipedia.
I know. I'm not trying to shame it. I'm just saying that if you're going to put Ali Day 6-time Cool and Gadda Gold Championship, 3-time Nutri-Grain Ironman Champion, they actually named the Ironman Championship, and refer to yourself as Iron Man food. I don't know if they can.
But you need lots of carbs and lots of sugar.
I was going to say, maybe they don't say Iron Man food. I'm looking at the box, by the way. So for anybody who isn't Australian, this is a sugary breakfast cereal. It's made of corn, oats and wheat. It has B vitamins and iron. They say it's protein, fiber, multigrain. This is all true, but it's also quite high in sugar. It's probably not what iron people eat.
Well, they need a lot of sugar to like power them.
I would be very surprised if any of them genuinely eat it. I'm not calling them liars, but they're filthy, filthy liars. But what I love most about Nutri-Grain is that while it's Iron Man food, for most of my childhood, alongside the name Iron Man food and the coded athleteness of it, was the recipe for a snack, a little snack called Nuts and Bolts.
Okay. I don't know what this is. I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is.
You've never had Nuts and Bolts?
No.
Emily.
Oh, no.
Emily.
Oh, my God.
Emily.
Wait a second.
You are in for a treat. Now, I had not thought about Nuts and Bolts for years until grand final day this year when my cousin Rebecca.
So do I get like a mix? So just to describe what this looks like, it's a little glass jar of different looking Nutri-Grain and nuts.
Well, it's the same Nutri-Grain, but there's a few different nuts in there because I churched it up a little.
Is this what Nutri-Grain looks like now?
That one's a bit broken, maybe. You have a taste and you tell me what you think is in there.
Wait, did you do anything to this Nutri-Grain?
I didn't change the shape of it. I cooked it a little.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you cooked it.
Yeah, so it's darker.
Okay. It's kind of salty.
Yep. It is salty. Mm. Does it have some umami?
Really good.
Umami about it, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Delicious.
Okay,
yes.
So what do you think is providing the delicious umami flavor?
It's very salty, but it doesn't taste like spices, really. Chicken salt?
Close. I'll take you through the recipe of nuts and bolts. This is a recipe that's been handed down from generation to generation since at least 1976 when Nutri-Grain came on the market. This is my cousin Beck's recipe. She brought it to Grand Final Day this year. 2 cups of Nutri-Grain.
Yeah.
2 cups unsalted peanuts. Now, I added a little nut mix just to church it up. There's some cashews in there. There's some macadamias, you know, little treat for my mate. 2 tablespoons Keen's mustard powder.
Interesting.
2 teaspoons of Keen's curry powder. I've probably gone a little bit more than that because it's Keen's curry powder and why not? 35 grams French onion soup mix.
Oh.
And 1/3 cup of olive oil. I use peanut oil. I thought a nutty oil might make a bit more sense. You mix it all together and you put it in a 180 degree oven for 15 minutes, stirring every 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the sugar. I mean, we already know that there's 6 teaspoons of sugar in every 100 grams or every 100 grams.
Yeah.
So it's got that. Then it's got like, basically I'll put in a whole pack of French onion soup.
Yeah.
And a
that's
heap
what
of oil.
I can taste.
Yeah. That's, it's like, we know French onion soup is like MSG bomb.
Yeah. I don't actually think I've ever had French onion soup from a packet.
Well, you've had it in my apricot chicken, Em.
Oh, of course.
So if these things weren't unhealthy enough with all the sugar we've added.
So which part's the nuts and the bolts though?
Well, I guess the nuts are the nuts.
Oh, yes.
And the bolts are the Nutri-Grain.
Good.
So if you're not aware of them, give them a try. Mm. They're very Moorish. They're packed with umami goodness. They're sweet. They're salty, which is, as I've talked about quite a bit, my flavor profile.
Yeah. I think this is my favorite way to eat Nutri-Grain.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You can keep that.
They're really spicy now. I can taste the mustard powder. I've just got a heavy one.
Yeah. I put a
curry powder.
Put a lot of curry powder in it. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome, Australia.
All right, so you can vote for whose facts you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's in Greedopedia. Obviously, you don't have to keep in mind like what was the most on topic. It's just the one you like the best, okay?
Which one has the most MSG in it? That's the question.
I'll see you next time.
Yeah.